Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this episode, we have week 16 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation: every day I find more ways to love myself. I am willing to own my awesomeness. So I mentioned last week that there's this cluster of weeks that are really pushing us to like claim our gifts and claim our awesomeness. And so this one was more of that, right? Like, how can I love myself more? How can I claim the ways in which I am awesome? And I want you to think about these questions that we had this week around, like, you know, what have you come to love about yourself? What caused that shift? What parts are you struggling to love? How can you invoke that shift? And so I'll share a little bit about my reflection from this week. What I have come to love myself, what part of myself I have come to love has been my physical self. And most women have some story around their physical body. And for me, it was that I was bigger than everyone earlier. So I developed earlier, and looking back, like, I wasn't huge, but I just always felt big and like I took up a lot of space. And so it was awkward to do that at 9 and 10. And it hasn't been until the last, I'd say, 8-ish years that I have really shifted to love my body, to love my body fully and to like invest in myself. So not to constantly be trying to change it, but like almost an acceptance, not a complacent acceptance, but an acceptance of my body has gotten me through a lot. Like, I think having 2 kids and being able to focus on strength, to be able to deadlift over 200 pounds, like, those achievements remind me that my body is strong and it doesn't have to look like a stereotypical woman's body or like what a body of a woman looks like on TV to be valued, to be awesome. And so again, like, every woman has a story about how they've come to love their body physically, because there's so much in the media that tells us how we should look. Don't be too much like this. Don't be so little of this. Here, take this. Here, augment that. And so for me, the shift came from, again, that like acceptance of who I am and the strength of my legs, the fact that I'm able to like grow my muscles, as hard as it is, as humbling as it is, to do a pull-up. And then to think about like the longevity of movement. That's what I'm going for. That's what I want. And I want to be able to love myself in all my iterations. So as I age, my goal is to be with myself and where I am. And I think, I hope that if I can do that, that I will have less nostalgia about what was, if I can love what is. And I'm doing a lot of reading and listening on different, you know, social media platforms of women who have gone through middle age, have gone through menopause, like where they land and how they see themselves and think about themselves, watching women who are 80 who are lifting, doing Olympic lifts. And I love it. And I want to get there with a sense of like loving my awesomeness rather than a sense of like criticizing myself. So there are still parts that I struggle to love. And that was one of the things that this week encouraged us to think about. And it wanted us to fast forward to how we might feel in 10 years and what needs to happen for that shift to happen, right? So one of the things that I struggle with about myself is that I can be very hard on myself, because I can have fits and starts. I can have times where I'm super productive and I'm doing all the things, and then I have times where I'm not. And I get frustrated with myself for not being uber productive all the time. And I know that that's not fair. And I know that being hard on myself for not being uber productive is actually not helpful. That I need to think about the fact that just like the world and the environment has seasons, that people have seasons, that I can't expect myself to be uber productive all the time. And so some of that is my work around like not only loving myself when I'm achieving, right? Like just loving myself for being. And so it's this balance of like, I want to be steady and disciplined and making goals, making work progress towards my goals, but I know I can't be uber productivity all the time. And so I struggle to love myself through those times. And so if I fast forward 10 years, I want to practice having more patience for myself through those seasons and also still pushing myself through those seasons. So having it not be so much about fits and starts, but maybe like bursts and moderate and then like grace when I slow down rather than, you know, spurts of energy and then I slow down and I'm mad at myself that I slowed down, which then like makes it harder to push, like just being more forgiving, compassionate with myself. That's my goal. That's my goal. One of the activities of this week asks you to do a glowing heart meditation. And if you've never done a meditation, I invite you to try this one because it's really simply about being with yourself and being present with yourself. And if you only hold your hand over your heart or just be and breathe life and love into yourself for 5 breaths, you have succeeded. This meditation invites you to love on yourself, to love your awesomeness. And then the activity that invites you to think about, you know, I love myself when I do this, or, you know, I love when I'm able to engage in this activity, or I love this part of who I am and how I show up for the people that I love, to like think about the different ways you love yourself just because in relationship with others and out in the world. And I hope that this claiming of your awesomeness helps you to see more of it and to stand in it more fully. That's what it helped me do. So I'd love to hear how it's going for you. All right, I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.